Good to be with the saints on such a beautiful morning. It's been good to sit under the Spirit, which we sat under in our early morning priesthood prayer service. The Spirit which we sat under in our prayer and testimony service. And the Spirit which resides. In the Lord's house this day. Because of your desires and your love that you have for the Master. In Doctrine and Covenants, first verse of the 34th section. Listen to the voice of the Lord your God, even Alpha, Omega, the beginning and end, whose course is one eternal round, the same today, yesterday, and forever. I am Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who was crucified for the sins of the world. Even as many as will believe on my name, that they may become the sons of God, even one in me as I am in the Father. And as the Father is one in me, that we may be one. We've had opportunity this past week for many of us to walk upon the grounds of the reunion grounds and sit under the Spirit of the living God and watch Him work and move in the lives of His people. I've witnessed things this week that I've never witnessed before. As I watched the people interact with one another and share together in worship, worshiping their Heavenly Father. This day we come to remember that Christ who was crucified for us, that He might bear up our sins, and I've heard many petitions this morning that the Lord would forgive them. And we know when we ask for repentance, immediately comes that power to redeem us. And to save us. And yet in all this glory, the Lord put upon my mind this week a scripture that I feel He once shared with you this day, that we might become whole in our worship to Him. And the scripture is one that we all know. We've all repeated. Together and individually. And it's taken out of Matthew, the 6th chapter, beginning at the 9th verse. Therefore, after this manner shall ye pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and suffer us not to be led into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. And this is our prayer. And yet, in the very next verse, because he knows our humanness, he makes this statement. For if you forgive men their trespasses who trespass against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your heavenly Father forgive you your trespasses. Have you forgiven those that you have aught with? Have you recognized in their lives the times when they've asked for repentance? I want to share a testimony that happened a number of years ago in the congregation I used to attend. As pastor, you have the opportunity to know many things that are going on in the lives of people. And there were some things that were going on that causing grievous difficulties between a couple family members. And yet, as we said in that service, in this men's retreat, a young man stood up and poured his heart out that he might be forgiven of the things which he had done. And I recognized in a moment what he was asking of his Lord and Savior. And I recognized in a moment his Lord and Savior forgave him. But he was also asking for forgiveness of those he had committed sin against. And he didn't receive that which he'd ask. And this young man struggled for many years. Carrying a burden upon his heart that should have been lifted that day. And yet, it wasn't completely gone. I don't know what all happened in the past. I remember a number of years later. We were sitting in a service, one of our retreats at Adrian. And I don't know, recall what all led up to it. You see, a number of years forth, I was given a testimony that this young man had a priesthood call. Not knowing when. And knowing why, as pastor, it hadn't come because of that which transpired. But I realized that when the day that I heard him stand up and ask for forgiveness, that I knew he was clean in the eyes of God. And because of the weakness of my weakness, I felt that the priesthood needed to be 100%. The elders. In this calling. And yet, one elder couldn't consent to that because of the things that had happened between the families. And so I didn't process that priesthood call. And a number of years later at the retreat, this man, as he struggled through life, carrying a burden that should have been lifted, stood up and bore out his heart again. And the Lord rested upon me to stand and say unto him. And ask him for forgiveness. That I should not have feared man more than God. That I should have been obedient to the calling of God. And I walked down from the rostrum, and that young man and I embraced, and we cried together. And told each other how much we loved each other. I wasn't pastor anymore, and I could not reinitiate that call. And I don't know what's happened in this young man's life. But brothers and sisters, we're all sinners. And we all need to humble ourselves before the Master this day. But brothers and sisters, are you a hindrance to others that are trying to find their way? Because you haven't forgiven them? None of us would be here today if it wasn't for those around about us that were praying for us and upholding us and able to overlook. Our sins and forgive us. As I've shared before, if I can remember it, to forgive is to heal the wound. To forget heals the scars, removes the scars. I remember another occasion when I sat in a prayer service and heard a person bear their testimony. As they recognized the things that they were doing were wrong. And I've had opportunity to watch this person grow. In their life. And it hasn't been easy for them. And yet, because of the love that the Lord has for this person, they have got their life on the right path. And it's like a flower that's growing. And it has grown and it's just about ready to bud, or starting to bud, and just about ready to bloom. When we show our love one for another, as I've seen this week, it caused that precious flower to bloom in the most wonderful way. As I witness her life unfold, to start to become whole. That's what the power of God can do in our lives. That's when we show this love which this Jesus has showed for us by going to the cross. For you and me. When we show that kind of love to Him and to our fellow man, then we are worthy of His forgiveness. I watched so many things this week. I've watched our priesthood pull off a young man to the side, or maybe a young lady, and spend hours giving the ministry and the direction that they needed in their life. The things that would help them come closer, that they might know the love of Christ. You think when you leave the reunion grounds, all is done. And yet there were phone calls and texts of things that were still going on. This Christ is not dead. And He's moving in the lives of people. What a glorious thing that we're a part of. As we see the love of Christ. I was impressed. Prayer service and the scripture that was read to us this morning was read in our morning worship. But I was impressed with the first song that our brother Mike had us sing in our prayer service. Particularly hymn 113, the first fourth verse. And he says, lifting the fallen as Christ lifted you. Search for the jewels embedded in sin. Bring them to Jesus. His blood washes clean. Live for the beautiful. Live, keep love within. That's the life that Christ wants us to live. That we might be in Him as He is in the Father. That we might be one. This work is so big and so large. And the Lord is asking each of you to assist and to help. That you might get your lives right before Him. That you might be instruments in His hands. In Luke, in the 14th chapter, 27th verse. And whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Therefore, settle this in your hearts, that ye will do the things which I shall teach and command you. And may the Lord bless you as you do the will of the Lord, is my prayer.